Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is K3FR. Ron, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone is listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. At this point, I do not have a specific discussion topic for the night. Is there anyone present who would like to propose a topic? Over.
This is KO4VNZ. Over.
KO4VNZ. This is K3FR. Go ahead.
I'm thinking about the Great Pumpkin Ride. A big part of the reason we do that is to practice our emergency response. And I'd like to hear from other members of their actual real-life emergencies where they were able to participate using their AM activities or something similar to that. Over.
All right. That sounds fairly reasonable. And thank you for the suggestion, Chuck. We'll bring that up and ask about it as we go through the net tonight. I'll register you as checked in, though, tonight already. Are there any other topics that anyone might have interest in? Over.
HTV.
Okay, K1HTV. Go ahead, Rich.
It's a call for some assistance, some help this Saturday. I need one more ground crew person. There'll be some work done on the tower. Andy K1RA, Terry WHZN, and Travis WABT will join me. And we need one more person to help on the crew, the ground crew. So if anybody's interested in helping, we'll start about 8 o'clock. Hopefully get it done by midday. Some of the work has to be done is to raise the tower with 3 3/4-inch bolts, as we have done in the past, and pull the bearing out, see if what's causing the problem with the tower getting stuck in certain directions. So hopefully we'll get that resolved. Also, a 15-meter beam is going to be brought up the tower by a rope tram, and we'll need some guys to pull the tag lines and help pull the 15-meter beam up, and also we're going to raise a couple of 6-meter beams. So if anybody's interested, please contact me. If you want to be part of the ground crew. That's it. K1HTV back to net control.
Okay, Rich, K1HTV, K3FR. I got you checked in now, and I will I'll let that be answered during the normal check-ins and rotation through the regular discussion period tonight. Okay. So, aside from that, we do have announcements. Pop open my page here. And I'll just go down the upcoming events we have listed. First in the date-wise, as Chuck indicated, the Great Pumpkin Ride. I'm going to defer to him in a few minutes then to explain on that. That'll be Saturday, this Saturday coming up. The following Saturday, Saturday the 29th, we'll have at 8 o'clock the breakfast at the bistro in the hospital in Warrenton. And Sunday the 30th at 10 a.m., it's listed currently at the Warrenton Fauquier Airport. A Sunday fox hunt, 4th hour. looking a little bit further out. We have we're entering the contest season. The big ones coming up are school club roundup is ongoing right now on HF. But on the 5th through the 7th of November, we have the sweepstakes at CW. November 12th and 13th, International EME Contest, and the 19th and 21st, we'll have the sweepstakes at Phone. Following on behind that, it's a 160-meter contest, a 10-meter contest, and one other I didn't note down there before we go into the whole big contest season on down. And, of course, in January, the second week, I think it is, of January, will be the VHF contest. I will keep people updated on that. Currently, we're undergoing, we have the Orion, it's meteor showers that are starting to build up. I think the peak is tomorrow night and the night after. Tonight they start somewhere around 11 o'clock. The radiant is at 73 degrees and at an altitude of, it's not the altitude, 3.8 degrees at midnight. It's 82 degrees is the radiant location and 15 degrees elevation. Quite a few planets are out visible. And it will be visible during the night tonight. Invite you to go out and see if you've got a good sky out there. Okay, there's a VE test session also scheduled on the 19th of November, down in the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, Porter Branch, 2001 Parkway Boulevard in Stafford. That's hosted by the Virginia Volunteer Examiners. So at this point, let me take some check-ins, general check-ins. Actually, let me get the mobiles and portables. Any mobiles, portables, or internet-connected stations, please call in now.
W4VFW.
Okay, I recognize W4VFW. Good evening, Rob, and good to hear your voice. We'll come back around to you and go from there. All right. Any general check-ins now? This is K3FR for the FARA General Services Net. Over.
KX40, no comment.
HTV. KGPI, no comment.
4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray.
KY4, OP.
W4, RKU.
WB7, RAV, no comment.
And 7IVB.
Okay, very good. And I know I missed one. I think it's Matt. You want to give me your phone call, your call again, Matt? KO4, WYX, I think it is, right?
That is right on. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray.
All right, I will be having you out of order, but I did get you. So, I have at this point KO4VNZ, K1HTV, W4VFW, KX40, K2PI, KY4OP, W4RKU, WB7RAV, and 7IVV, and KO4WYX. Are there any other check-ins for the Falkir Amateur Radio Association Wednesday General Services Net tonight? This is K3FR.
KO4NLR.
KN4FPL. No comment tonight.
Okay, very good. I picked up KO4NLR. Good evening, Bree, and KN4SPL. In Bealton. So that will go down the list here. Let me get Rob, W4VFW, who's checked in through through the internet. Good evening. This is K3FR.
Good evening to you. Thanks for picking me up and running the net. And good evening to everybody on the net. This is Robin Irwin, Ground Zero in Appalachia, and I love it here. I got my FL7000 hooked up last night, the first automatic amplifier I've ever owned, and boy, do I love it. I hooked it up yesterday, and the first station I worked was in Albania, which is a rare one for me. Used to be a rare one.
W4, should let it drop completely there. W4VFW, this is K3FR. Well, very good, Rob. Good comments there. I'm glad you have that amplifier up and running now and seeing that it's giving you some good results. Super, super job on that. I guess the colors in the trees are starting to turn quite well down there, are they?
Very much so, but just recently it's been they're a little late this year because of the weather, and I don't know why that is, but that's what the weathermen keep telling us. But it's beautiful here now. A lot of reds, orange, brown, the tree, well, I'm surrounded by mountains. They're all around us here, and it's just lovely at this time of year. It's the prettiest place I've ever been, and I lived in Nevada for 30 years. Over.
Okay, very good, Rob. That's excellent. It's been pretty nice up here. Saturday this past week, I went and hiked Stony Man hike up in the off the Skyline Drive there, and yep, it was very nice looking up here too. A lot of yellows and the very mild oranges up here. So much of the reds and et cetera up here. That's more for New England for us. All right, let's go down through the normal list. KO4VNZ, K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4VNZ. Thanks, Ron, for taking the net. Doing a great job. Guess I should mention again the Great Pumpkin Ride. I've already submitted the names of the people who already signed up to the event coordinators, but there's still time to sign up. You can find it on the members section of the fair website. Just sign up. All you need to participate is a HT and transportation to whichever site you sign up for. That's about all I have. Like I mentioned, my question for people that have any experience or that want any, I was getting interested in the Aries and RACES. That's the Amateur Radio Emergency Service and Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Services, because the whole point of the pumpkin drive is for us to practice some of that, just like field day. And I wondered if anybody had any actual experience working some emergency situation. I myself don't have any as a ham, but in the military I worked a couple of emergencies. The biggest one for me is I was on the radio in the Navy for the evacuation of Saigon. So other than that, the only stuff I've done this week is I added EchoLink to my cell phone so that I would have some kind of a emergency backup in case my HT failed while I was working the pumpkin race. This is KO4VNZ back to net.
KO4VNZ, K3FR, very good, Chuck. Well, I have, a long time ago, I was a member of CD RACES, way, way back. And, I think I did participate in a hurricane, response in New Jersey, when we were there. But, that was so, so long ago, and, that was even on AM. Gonset 2s and 3s. We were using at that time. Okay, Rich, K1HTV, what do you have for us this evening?
Now, this is K1HTV. Brings back memories. Also was involved with the CD Races in New Haven, Connecticut. And we were using Gonset 1s and 2s a little bit before you, but the big yellow Gonsets, some were gray, some were yellow. But anyway, that was way, way back when in the 60s. Let's see. In addition to, first I mentioned, as I mentioned at the beginning, and then I'm looking for another member of the ground crew to help out on Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, and hopefully it'll get done by midday. I'll be raising the tower and then also raising some antennas onto the tower. So if you're interested, contact me on the radio or drop me an email. As far as solar flux and conditions, solar flux dropped from 114 to 113, but that didn't stop the 10-meter band from opening up. The other day worked 44 JAs, and tonight it worked another 25 JAs on FT8 and one on sideband. There are two or three JAs based in Japan on a 10-meter sideband, worked one of them. A couple days ago, 10 was loaded with Europeans, just packed. It looked below 10 meters, starting about 26.5. Tons of CBers from an upper and lower sideband below the normal AM band. The AM band was loaded with CBers. Then above the CB band, between like 27.5 and up, there were FM stations on CB. I'd never heard FM on CB. I know there was talk of it, but the number of FM stations on in the citizens band. And, of course, 10 meters, they said, was packed. This evening, conditions are quite good. They still are good. I see Mark K4SO has been on 12, making lots of contacts to Asia. This afternoon, around 6 o'clock, I worked one of the many FIFA, that's the Federation International, the Football Association, FIFA. It's a soccer association. They have a number of special calls, A71 FIFA, A72 FIFA, all the way down to A79 FIFA in Qatar, or Gutter, if you want to pronounce it that way. So they're on the air. I worked the A72 FIFA on 40 FT8. And also EL2BG in Liberia was on with a good signal. So 40 was even good. So get on the air. A lot of stuff to work. One final note, the saga of the K4GVH club member, Robert, the memory board, Mark, finally got the replacement board and populated with a new battery, put a few memories in, plugged it in, recalibrated the oscillators, the upper and lower sideband oscillators, and it seems to be working. He's running it through tests, so in the next week or so, populate the rest of those 100 memories or so. And then the next Friday, if all goes well, we'll drive down to K4GVH's and reinstall the radio. That's it for now. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
You're good, Rich. Thank you very much. And certainly hope that you have somebody else to help out there. I think that John said he was no comment, but let me give it a try anyway. KX4O, K3FR.
I'll just say good evening, everyone, and hope you all do great on your public service on Saturday. Wish I was there, but got to watch football. Got to watch in the sun. Take care, all. KX4O.
Okay, thank you, John. That's a good enough comment. That's fine. Okay, Harv, K2PI, this is K3FR, over. K3FR and the net from K2PI. Sorry, I had no comment. I truly had no comment. Doing some work around the shack. I will be unavailable Saturday, unfortunately, for anything. But that's a family event as well. Back to net, K2PI. Okay, very good. K2PI, K3FR. Nick, KY4OP, K3FR, what do you have for us?
K3FR, KY4OP in the net. Not a whole lot myself going on, but I've been busy this week with school club roundup with the 4-H Ham Radio Club. Bree and I spent a good portion of Sunday getting antennas up. We're operating from the home QTH, but out of the 4-H Ham Radio Club trailer. So we had to get some antennas up in the air. So we've got a nice little selection of antennas in different directions to try and be using during school club roundup. So got the vertical up out in the woods, and then the center fed dipole that we ran at field day up above the trailer, and then also put out a end fed half wave that I usually take for Parks on the Air activations. So all seems to be working fairly well. We've been starting at 5 o'clock, and things have been kind of quiet, and then picking up later on. But I'll let Bree talk more about the experience so far, and plans for the rest of the week when it gets around to her turn. So, with that, I'll go ahead and hand it back to Net Control. This is KY4OP.
Very good, thank you, Rick or Nick. Very good. Now to our Vice President, W4RKU. What do you got, Kevin?
K3FR, W4RKU, good evening, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I have been busy with some other things, so I'm getting ready to get back into the radio stuff. Actually, just got today a different nano DNA, because I never trusted the old ones, and after I got the one today, I'm glad I did. This one looks much better, and just for everybody's information, on Saturday during the Great Pumpkin Ride, I plan on kind of doing what I did last year, and that's going around taking pictures of everybody at the rest stops, and just for use on the website. So that's my plan for Saturday. The other band, CWT, was, okay this afternoon. I'm hoping for better tonight. So that's all I have. K1HTV's call for antenna. I remember on the thing on the reflector that also Gordon, K7TRB, was asking for some help. A couple of hands to help him get his antennas back up. Gordon is, he's handicapped a bit now, so he needs some help just to get it up in the air. So I thought I'd pass that on too. It was on the reflector, but some people may have missed it. That's all I had. So back to that. K3FR, W4RKU, back to that.
W4RKU, K3FR. Another comment here for Chuck. I also have helped out in the Warrior Rides, the OVH Club, and I've been one of the outposts, really near the end of the ride where they had to turn around. But it's nice, nice country out there. Anyway, normal operating underneath tactical call signs, and that was about it. Nothing strange for what I have, other than that occasionally, and I'll pass this along as an update that or a note that I had. The net control would run hourly body checks of the each of all of the remote locations, and for some reason or other, I had always been or was always in conversation with people driving by and asking about what was going on, or had a group of cyclists to make sure that they went around the corner properly where I was. And I would suggest that your net control, if they have stations that could not respond during the hourly check-ins, if that's what you're doing, that you make sure that you go back and try to get a recheck with them, make sure and confirm that their situation at the time. Okay, down now to Randy. Apologize if you were no comment, because for some reason or other, F5 wasn't working for me on the net logger here. So, WB7RAV, K3FR.
This is WB7RAV. I had no comment, but I'll go ahead and
I will be at one of the checkpoints, Powers Brewery, over at on Saturday, and we'll get started, get things started, and go from there. WB7RAB, back to them.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Now our president, 107IVV, K3FR, go ahead.
Good evening, all, and 7IVV here. First of all, to Chuck's query, I've never participated in a real emergency from a radio standpoint. I'm not sure even if I've participated in emergencies before that where without a radio, so I have not had the, shall we say, pleasure. But plenty of exercises I used to participate in, the MS-150 down in the Albemarle area, county area, and same exact thing that we're doing here this coming weekend. So lots of fun, very easy. Let's see, assembled, 36-1 Ballon for an InFET antenna this week for one of the guys, and interested to see how that works out. Not much else going on, but of course, last minute plea, we really need 3 more bodies. We really need another net control assistant for the activity this Saturday. So if anybody that's listening can cut loose for a while during the morning, we'd sure appreciate it. I guess that's all for tonight. K3FR and 7IVB.
Okay, thanks, K and 7IVB, K3FR. I wonder if you could stick around for a few moments after the net and make sure that I'm handling a net logger properly here. Now we come down to Matt. Like I said, I'm sorry I missed you earlier when you were checking in. I recognize the voice. You were doubling with John, KX4O, and I was ready to put it in. That's why I just wanted the confirmation on your call sign. KO4WYX, K3FR.
This is KO4WYX. No issue. I am here for the participation. I don't need to be first in line. As far as emergency comms as a ham radio operator, I have done 0. I haven't been a ham radio very long, operator very long. However, in my professional life, I have done more than I care to recall emergency communications. However, emergencies is the big reason why I moved to get my ham license, not just because I could play with radio, but when that big winter storm came through where I live, snow came down, trees came down, I couldn't get out of my house for 2 days down my driveway, and the nearest cell tower that covered our cell coverage went offline as well. If it wasn't for the generator and my Starlink internet, we would have had 0 comms or outside communications with the world. Ham is now remedying that. That's a big thing for me. And it just gives me an excuse to play radios and buy radio junk. And my girlfriend can't get mad now because I say, hey, just in case something bad happens, we got plan B. So that's my experience. This is KO4WYX, back to net.
Okay, very good, Matt. KO4WYX, K3FR, and plan B is plan good. Bree, what do you have for us this evening? KO4NLR, K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4NLR. I have been on the net. Been doing school club roundup lately. We've worked 56 contacts, 11 of them being schools. Antennas were hard to put up with the large branches we had to take down. Other than that, not much going on. KO4NLR, back to net.
Very good, Bree. And sounds like you've got some good comments for the soapbox when you turn your log in. KO4WY, I'm sorry. This is K3FR. And let's see. I know Bob didn't have anything. Are there any new check-ins or any rechecks? This is K3FR for the Wednesday night FARA General Services Net. Please come in now.
This is K1RA.
AG4VA.
W8BT.
My goodness, that's a good crew we got here. Good pickup. K1RA, AG4VA, and W8BT. Good evening, gentlemen. Let's go to you first, Andy. K1RA, K3FR.
Good evening, Ron, and everyone on the net. Just to answer Chuck's question, no real emergency other than maybe reporting a tornado back in 2002 on my ride home from work from Fairfax through Centerville, coming down 29 as it came over the road through the 147-300 weather net that WX4LWX runs out of Sterling. Radio activities, not too much on the air to report. I have been working a little bit with my Spark SDR multiband decoder receiver, and kind of nice email that I sent to the group's IO about a fellow who runs the SOTA activities, and he was very appreciative of me running the skimmer. As apparently now the SOTA operators who are running digital have a means to self-spot themselves, and I guess that software is the only one that reports into their system. That was a nice surprise. Working this Saturday with my dad, as he mentioned, looking for tower help. We've got Travis and Terry W8ZN heading over. Dad, I'd like to talk to you after the net as well, talk about some things maybe to do on Friday before the big tower day. Myself, watching the leaves fall and hoping to get out in the backyard, maybe with the help of Justin NB3A, his tennis ball launcher, and get up a couple of pieces of Dacron parachute cord that came down during the summer windstorms and then tree damage. Get more than just the 40-foot wire vertical up in the air and connect it back up to the various SDRs and HF equipment here at the house. Good luck to everybody this weekend at the Great Pumpkin Ride. I'm sure we'll be listening on HT in the background, but most likely be up on the tower at that time. It's back to net control. This is K1RA.
Okay, Andy, very good. K1RA, K3FR. Yes, I was going to mention that that email that you got from the SOTA group. That very good. Feels real good when you get recognized unexpectedly like that for just something that you kind of do because you wanted to do it. So you're getting a double pleasure out of that. Alan, how goes down your neck of the woods? AC4VA, K3FR.
Good evening, Ron. Good evening to everyone on the net. This is AG4VA, Alan down in a cold Ivy, Virginia. Well, I drove down to northern Georgia last Wednesday doing a couple summits on the air. Activations as I went, one in North Carolina and one in Tennessee, and then I camped out at a campground in northern Georgia with a group of amateur radio operators for four nights in a tent. It got down into the 30s at night, but my water never froze in the tent, so it didn't get that cold. I consider it kind of warm camping if my water bottle doesn't freeze. But anyway, there's a great group of hams in Georgia. They get together every year for a camp out, and we activated a number of summits down there. I did nine myself, and did about 40-some summit-to-summit QSOs. We had 30 hams for the potluck dinner Saturday night. And on the way home, I activated Mount Mitchell, a little over 6,600 feet, highest peak east of the Mississippi. And the fall colors down there are spectacular. We think about going to New England this time of year for fall colors, but if you go south and you get up at elevation, fall colors down there are every bit as spectacular as what we think of in New England. And speaking of Mount Mitchell, Matt, Whiskey 4 Golf Oscar is going to be on Mount Mitchell Friday, 11 a.m. He and I are going to try a 219-mile VHF summit-to-summit contact. I'll be on Mount Pleasant down, south of Nelson County, About as far south as Buena Vista is where Mount Pleasant is located. So my station on Mount Pleasant to Mount Mitchell in North Carolina is about 219 miles. be 11 a.m. on 146.580. And there's another ham, W8BRY, who said he's going to be on Hawksville. I should easily be able to chase the guy on Hawksville. I think anybody in the club probably can. You might get me on Mount Mitchell, but if you guys catch Matt, you might be able to get me on Mount Pleasant. But if you get Matt down on Mount Mitchell, I'd like to know for sure. We're not 100% sure if the two of us can make the 219-mile hop on VHF, but we are going to give it a try Friday at 11, so tune in if you want to participate. Back to net, AG4VA.
Okay, very good, AG4VA, K3FR. What an adventure. What an adventure. Yeah, I know, I've been up Mount Mitchell myself, that drive, but unfortunately it was in April when it rained. It was just miserable up there. I couldn't see much farther than the tree line off the observation deck, and so consequently, not very many pictures taken up there, and they would have all been green anyway. But I did want to see the all of the horizon hills that you can see from Mount Mitchell. That is quite a thing. I guess, yeah, if you've done Mount Mitchell, you ought to be able to do Mount Washington then. Travis, how things down in Oaksville? WABT, K3FR.
Good evening, Ron and all the net. This is WABT. I don't have a whole lot for the net tonight, but I'll try to listen at 11 a.m. on Friday for... I guess at least for Alan or the W8BRY, I think it was. I doubt I'll get W4GO from my lowly antenna, but anyway, excuse me there, I had to cough button. I haven't been to a whole lot. Andy said I'll be down at Rich's on Saturday. I won't be going the Great Pumpkin Ride, but I did get on the air. I think I mentioned that already a couple weeks ago for the PAQSO party. Wasn't able to do much for New York or Illinois, but I did work my first JA on 10-meter FT8 the other day, just off my ZS6BKW with, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 watts, something like that. So, kind of enjoying the sunspots, but that's about all from here. Hope everybody has a great weekend. This is W8BT back to net.
Okay, very good, Travis. W8BT, K3FR. Alan, what's the day that Matt is going to be down on Mount Mitchell again?
AG4VA. Matt's going to be on Mount Mitchell this Friday, 11 a.m., and we're going to try 146.580, depending on how his pileup may be on Mount Mitchell. He could be on 146.520, but we're going to try at 11 a.m. on 146.580.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I have not tried this. I've got my moxin, my 2-meter moxin. I might be able to get up there. Just about have enough space, I think. I'll have to see how it goes. Whether I've got ceiling in the way or not. Are there any other comments, go-backs, for the net? This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo for the FARA Wednesday night General Service Net. Standing by. KTPI.
W4VFW.
One moment, Ron. I think somebody was checking in on Echo Link station. Go ahead. Well, there was somebody definitely in there over the top of you, Ron. In any case, I just wanted to mention, I'd forgotten the question earlier about handling emergency traffic. I've done it a couple of times. When I was a young ham in my teens, I got a mayday call from a boat in the Caribbean that was sinking, and I made contact with the Coast Guard, and they sent folks out and they rescued them. So it was kind of just an oddball thing. They called me. They weren't screaming or yelling Mayday. They just told me they were taking on water. Would I please call the Coast Guard? This was at a time in the 70s when long distance calls were kind of difficult to make. So I called the operator. I asked for the Coast Guard in Florida. They told me where they were near, and they connected me right up. And it was actually kind of exciting, but not that big a deal. In another situation, which I think is a cautionary tale, right on this very repeater, one of our hams, one of the members of the club, had a heart attack and fell down and called in asking for help. I was able to identify who he was. There are other hams on here who remember this incident. And I was able to direct the police to take a, go out and rescue. Unfortunate circumstance was that he had changed his address. The only address that he had on file was an old address, and his ham address was a P.O. box. So unfortunately, the requirements of the EMS was that they go to the address on file and would not accept my word that there was another address that he was at. And unfortunately, he died before they got to him. So just a little bit of a cautionary tale. If you're going to call in on the radio and you actually have a P.O. box or an incorrect address as your amateur radio address, it's not great. Back to net, K3FR, K2PI.
Okay, thanks. That's a very interesting point there. With that, let's close the net tonight. And thank you all for joining us. This is K3FR for the Farinet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to farahnet@w4va.org. Pause for the tones. Okay, this is K3FR, closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you all and good evening. And a great weekend. This is K3FR.
Here on K1HD, we just remembered something of my past as far as involvement with an emergency.
Oh, go ahead. Drop it in.
Back in around, I think it was 1990, it was on 20 meters, and I heard a call for help from what finally turned out to be the Parliament building of the country of Lithuania. There was a ham there in the Parliament building, and the Russians had surrounded the building, and they were calling for help, and they want to know if we can get anyone could get information to the State Department. So I called the State Department back and forth a number of times throughout the next 2 days, and passed along information from the Lithuanian Parliament as the Russians surrounded it. Months later, of course, Lithuania got its independence from Russia. And I received a very nice letter from President Landsbergis, who was the president of Lithuania at the time, thanking me for my help in the time of emergency. And that letter is proudly posted on my shack wall. It was very interesting. Myself and a number of other hams were able to work them. And it was interesting that as the propagation changed, I couldn't get information from them. I got a relay from a Russian ham who relayed the information from Lithuania to Russia to me to the State Department. How's that for the Russians surrounding them and a Russian ham helping pass information? K3FR, K1HD.
That's a very, very interesting combination of events there. And that letter, I suppose, means an awful lot, and it's very, very well prominently displayed. Anyway, let you finish with Andy, and then let me see if I can hold. Are you good to stick around for a few more minutes, Brad, N7IVV, K3FR?
This is N7IVV, Roger.
Okay. Why don't you and Andy work out or get yourselves organized, Rich, first, K3FR.
Okay, K1RA, K1HTV.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Thanks, Brad. Dad, in talking with Terry, he did ask about if we check the SWR and the 15-meter beam. So I'm thinking maybe Friday morning, come over, drop the 6-meter beam, get the 15-meter beam maybe up 20 feet with coax, do a quick visuar check, maybe any adjustments, and then drop it back down and then leave everything on the ground. Hoping that doesn't take more than a couple hours, but are you free anytime Friday?
Friday's a free day. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we'll get that. The other way you can do it is aim it straight up in the air rather than putting it up on the tower. Just aiming it straight up in the air and maybe alongside the trees. That shouldn't bother it. I wouldn't put it against the tower with all the metal and the other stuff above it, but, well, of course, the other antennas around it will have some effect on the resonance of being, you know, near field to the 20 and 40 meter beams, so who knows how it'll perform, but just make sure that it's working reasonably well at the nominal frequencies. You can probably, stand it up against one of the trees, right about where it's standing right now.
Okay, well, either way, I mean, we've got to take the 6-meter beam down anyway, so I'll be on the tower and, half wavelength, 7 meters, 20 feet. Don't really need to get it that high off the ground, but please make that decision then. Okay, well, I'll touch base with you tomorrow evening about the exact time heading over, and thanks, guys, for the break. I guess over to you, Ron. Have a good night, and same to you, Brad. K1RA, clear.
HTV clear.
Okay, good evening, all. Brad, a couple of questions here. They're all related to...
Whiskey, 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected.
Yeah, you should be able to just go to the edit menu. And if you drop down there, there's an option for check-ins table and contacts table and net progress table and whatever. Anyway, that gives you font and header fonts and colors and et cetera, et cetera. That should do it.
Okay, I will remember that for next week, for next time. The other thing I just recognize is that for some reason or other, I didn't do the function download the latest club profile before I started the net tonight. Any issues with that?
No. Basically, that just it kind of pre-fills fields for you. Like I noticed that for some reason, when my call gets looked up, it comes up with the preferred name of Bradley and then the name of just Brad. And I don't know why, because I thought that was going out to QRZ.com or what guest depends I have set up. But I think it's been corrected on the club profile. But that's a minor thing. That's kind of the only thing it really does for you is pre-populates fields by call. You know, when you type it in, if they've worked it before, then of course you've got a full screen and whatnot. So. Yeah, that's not a big deal. I forget that about half the time myself.
Okay, very good. I think I don't have any more problems to go for this. Appreciate the help, and have a great week. N7IVV, K3FR.
Okay, sir. Catch you later, N7IVV.
Kilo, Quebec, 4, Delta, Victor, Mike, disconnected.